Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day it is where you are. As always, very happy to be here, very excited for this conversation. Very excited for the conversation specifically that I'm bringing you today because I've actually just dropped one of my newest offers. It is a masterclass, right time, wrong place, that is going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And this conversation that we're going to be having today, it really just beautifully pairs with this masterclass that I'm going to be running. So without further ado, let's jump into it. I'm just going to have a drink of water. So as you can see, the label, the heading for this today is, have you outgrown your environment or has your environment outgrown you? So as I said, this pairs beautifully with the masterclass I'm going to be hosting in a couple of weeks. But I'm just jiggling in my boots and I have to start talking about this. And I'm obviously going to be having this discussion through the lens of human design with you as well, which is super exciting. So I think this is really important. This is a really important discussion to have because if you can clock the difference between these two things, between am I outgrowing my environment or is my environment outgrowing me? Holy shit. Huge, huge. That is huge in itself. Being able to recognize that and being able to see when you're being in alignment and when you're not. That's essentially what it is too. And both ends of that pendulum swing. If you're having resistance because you're in an environment that you've outgrown, then you're not in alignment with yourself when you're experiencing that resistance. And the same is true for when your environment is outgrowing you and you're experiencing resistance. You're also not in alignment. And while they're very different experiences, they're also the same. And I'm going to be discussing that with you. Because whenever you're experiencing resistance, the most powerful thing you can ever do is bring it back to yourself. So even when we're questioning, wait a second, have I outgrown my environment or has my environment outgrown me? It still comes back to the same question of who do I be? Who am I being right now? What does who I be right now, not what I think, what does who I be right now show me about who I really am right now? Who is this character that I am right now? When you're experiencing resistance, it's because the character, the perception, the perspective, the story, the meaning that you're placing on your life, on your circumstances, on yourself, on other people is not you. It's not who you really are. So the challenge is when we're experiencing resistance, we have to recognize that who we think we are is not who we actually are. And we cling to that resistance because the way that we're taught to think, the way that we're taught to use our brain, the way that we think about ourselves, many people can't even answer who they really are because it's the way that we're taught to think, I'm Tegan. Like even some people may think I am this body or I have a body or whatever, but have you ever really thought about who you really are? What is you? What is I? You know, this is really powerful discussion in itself. And I'm going to be bringing in obviously some random things like this, but this all ties together. However, I'm not going to be going down the whole conversation today of what is I. That's a fun conversation though. But essentially, whatever dilemma you may be experiencing, Whenever you're experiencing resistance, remember this, it is because you are not being who you really are in that moment. In that moment, you are not being who you really are. And guess what? Many people get comfortable not being who they really are. That becomes the norm. I've been there. I think we all have. I think that's, to be honest, I think I've talked about this before. I don't see conditioning as a problem. I actually believe conditioning, the conditioning of the whatever it is that we experience when we come into this world and when, as a child, we are taught who we are based off how people respond to us. You see children when they're young, they're just so themselves. They are who they really are. However, as we get older, we get conditioned. We get like, what does Old Mate say? Actually, in this book. Oh, yes, The Mastery of Love. I love this book by Don Miguel Ruiz. Don't know if I said his name right. He says we've been domesticated. I agree. Fucking agree. We are domesticated. We go through a process where we learn that how other people see us is more important than how we see ourselves. And you know what? This is a really cool thing to bring into this too, is as individual beings, we are the center of our own universes. All of us, we are the center of our universe. So when we're navigating as this character, as who we think we are, as who we are, it is right for us to be doing what feels good for us. It is right for us to be doing what feels good for us. And when we have interactions with other people, and when we pair that with our conditioning of we are taught that other people make us feel a certain way, we are taught that other people make us feel a certain way because many people are not at the level of consciousness with themselves where they're able to be honest with themselves and actually see that it's the meaning they're placing on the interaction, on the relationship that's actually causing the emotional response. So we are always the one making ourselves feel a certain way. However, it is a co-creation with our environment. And this goes into, again, the whole conversation of who are you? And I just want to quickly chuck this in. I don't see myself as just a body, as just an I, as a Tegan. I define who I am as myself and my environment, as myself and my relationships. I do not separate in my mind another person's interaction with me as separate to me. I play that in and I go, wow, this whole thing is who I am. And that is a really powerful way to see things because you no longer separate and miss opportunities. When you're separating and going, oh, that person does this, I don't, you're separating things. This is where we have a separation within ourselves. When we actually don't understand that we are here experiencing ourselves through other people, we will separate things and make, as I said, we'll separate it and go, oh, that person made me feel this way. It's separate from me. And this is when we have a separation from self as well. Because now things are happening and you're not in control of it. It feels like you're just a fucking victim and shit's happening to you. Fuck, shit's happening to me. I can't do anything about it. Not realizing that the shit that's happening to you is just as much you as the other thing on the other side that you think is actually you. So this is the shit to bring in, because when you start seeing reality like this, it becomes so much clearer. It becomes so much more obvious and clear that you're only the only one in your way, the only one causing your resistance is this creative vortex, like this beautiful mind that we have, this glorious head and Ajna center. This is our inspiration. This is our center of inspiration, of creation. This pairs in with the manifestation that comes from our throat chakra. This is where we are connected to the entirety of everything. This beautiful mind is connected to everything. However, it is not everything. This is just ideas and thoughts. And I'm not saying just to demean them or to say that they're not valuable, because ideas are very, very powerful. I'm not saying they're not. But what I'm saying is ideas are not who you really are. And what's happened is we've been conditioned to create a character in our mind and we think that character's us. And when we become a slave to that character, because that's not who you really are, okay? It's not who you really are. We are, majority of us, enslaved by our perception of ourselves being this character, which we're constantly trying to get to whatever our version of perfection is, because there's been things that we're taught are right and wrong, and we're trying to maintain a persona, a personality, an idea of ourselves, and we're trying to present this idea to society, to other people. I am this person, but we're not actually that person we're pretending to be. We're trying to hold ourselves to these impossible standards because we were taught bad girl, good girl. You're good when you do this, you're bad when you do that. But that was just how you naturally expressed yourself. You didn't have any malice intent. You didn't have any ill intention. You were a child. You were young. You were innocent. However, we are learnt, we are taught, and not like we're not taught. Like, imagine if when you were young, this was a conversation. And by the way, this isn't about having conversations with people, because this is rooted in frequency, the energy, the frequency of the world. This is rooted in generational shit. So these don't have to be spoken conversations. You are being conditioned not by conversation. Conversation really is quite minimal, and words are quite minimal compared to the energy behind whatever that is. So two people can be having the exact same conversation, and the impact can be completely different because it depends on the frequency and energy that that person is in. So if you're around people who have low self-worth and don't see value in who they are, it doesn't even fucking matter if they tell you you're valuable, because they're not going to be acting in a way where they even think you're valuable, because they don't see themselves as valuable. And as I've just said, there is really no separation there. So that becomes confusing for a child too, because it's like, well, that's how I feel about it, because you're feeling the energy around you, but then that's what this person's saying. So then we learn that certain feelings, certain low frequency vibes is feeling good. We do. There were so many fucking years in my life where I convinced myself I was having a good time when I wasn't. I was lying to myself. But it was normal. It was comfortable. It was what I was taught is reality. It was what I was taught. This is life. This is the paradigm we live in. However, all of us live in our own universes in here. No universe is the same. Everyone has their own fucking universe. So however you were raised and conditioned, you were raised and conditioned to see the universe, have your reality be the same as the people around you. And that happens whether we like it or not. But as I said, I don't like to demonize this process, because I believe this conditioning is actually quite powerful. I believe this is quite valuable. In fact, I believe this is a necessary part of the process of being human. I don't think this is an accident. I don't think this is a mistake. Let me explain why. Because this conditioning connects you to purpose. It connects you to meaning. It connects you to things that you fucking care about. So, for example, me, I would not give half of a shit about communication and about like being intentional with how I say what I say in a way that it lands, and the meaning that I'm trying to share with another human being lands in the way that I want it to, so we can have an understanding together. I would not give a fuck about that if I hadn't gone through years of having terrible communication in my relationships with the people I love the most, where we couldn't communicate, where it was all based on my perception. It felt like a lie, you know? Like, I just felt like what I was witnessing was a play and it wasn't real. And I was like, that's not real. That person's not saying what they mean. But however, even though I was able to recognize that that person's not saying what they mean, I was also conditioned by that. So therefore, I would also not say what I mean. Even though I could clock it in other people, I became blind to being able to clock it myself, because that was how I was conditioned. However, see the beauty in that. Why am I here having this conversation in front of this screen right now? Because I give a fuck, because I care, because I'm connected to this. And I would not be connected to this if it wasn't for what many people would say is a negative experience. All the poor things that happened to you, you weren't listened to, you weren't loved, blah, 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 all these things. And yeah, well, on one hand, of course, that conversation has validity. It's about focusing. Your power is in your focus, is in where you focus your attention. And the way I choose to see experiences that look, once I perceived it from a victim mindset of like, I'm a victim, my life sucks, my parents don't like love me in the way that I want to be loved, oh, it's terrible. I definitely lived in that place for a long time. And guess what? It ain't fun there. So you can either choose that that's your reality and realize that everything you're fucking deciding, where you put your attention at every moment is a choice, is a decision. And the value that I gained from experiencing the not so fun side, like experiencing what I would call a very deep misalignment, like within myself, I felt so misaligned from who I was, and it was painful, and it was the resistance, the frustration, the anger, so much anger. It, like being on that side and experiencing life like that, that's what connected me to the, to like caring about like what I care about now. As I said, so I think it's really cool in itself to just, I'm nearly having 20 conversations at once, but we love that. That's how I love to run things like this. It all comes together. It all comes together. Because at the end of the day, our conditioning is a part of our unique process. And we're born knowing who we are, but we're also born with no experience on this physical plane. We go through this experience of being conditioned by others who have their experience, which is just their idea of reality that they have chosen, whether they like it or not, whether they know it or not. Many people don't know they're choosing their reality. To then having this opportunity to, after we go through that period of innocence, you know, where we just take everything in and we end up replicating the idea and like create, like we have this reality that's very much the same to everyone around us, to then having this opportunity to go, do I want this to be my reality? You know, that's why it's kind of like a rebirth, you know, like a second wind, like now you're going to come through and emerge as who you really are. So I kind of believe that this conditioning process is very necessary, because without this conditioning process, what would we give a shit about? What would we be connected to? That's what's really cool about living in this the duality of this universe. Our struggles are also our power. Our hard times are also our good times. You know, there's a duality to everything, and it's what you focus on. That's where your power is. Where are you focusing your attention? That's your choice. You have the power of free will. No one else is more powerful than you are. You are in your universe. No one else has more power in your universe than you. So are you going to sit there and keep letting people tell you how it is? This is just how it is. And are you going to keep falling for your own excuses as to why you can't do things? It's just how it is because you were conditioned that way. Or are you going to go, wait a second, what if it isn't how it is? What if I'm full of shit? What if I can create what I desire? What if it doesn't have to be like this? What if I just get curious? What if I have the courage to believe in different things with no evidence? And I hold that. And then I start getting evidence of that. And then with the evidence, it just kind of accumulates and builds. And it's like, whoa, it's like you're on a little treasure hunt with yourself. Like the hardest part of the deconditioning process, guys, is liftoff. I'm probably going to butcher this analogy, but I love this one where it's like, apparently, I'm no rocket scientist, but the hardest part of a rocket flying up into space is the first leg of that. Like, I don't even know, as I said, I'm going to butcher this, but the most difficult part of the rocket when it comes to leaving is leaving the atmosphere. That first fucking push is the hardest part. Once the rocket is through, it uses most of its fucking fuel pushing to get out of the atmosphere, but then it coasts from there. And that's exactly what the deconditioning process is. And that's why change can happen in a moment. Because when you make the decision to commit to that, the decision's the hardest thing. Well, and there's obviously more layers to that, because decision to me, when I think of decision, I'm thinking when you make a decision, it's not a, oh, maybe, it's a fucking yes, I'm doing it. Like it's instant action. It's like that's happened, done. This is who I am now. This is what I'm doing. You know, that's a decision. So maybe kid yourself into thinking you've made a decision, but really you're just like, and you could spend like 10 years doing that and then go, whoa, I made the decision. And you could definitely say that on one end of that, it took like this amount of years for you to get to this moment. And you could say, well, it was a whole process that took this amount of years. But it would also be true to say that it happened in a moment, because it was just a decision that happened in the moment. And it was just the game that you were playing. And you are the one with the power. No one else has it. You're the one shaping your universe, whether you like it or not. You can offload that responsibility and go, oh, it's because of my aunt, it's because of my mum, or this person doesn't understand me, or this and that. And you can have all these fucking excuses as to why it's not in your power. And trust me, you'll get fucking bored of it. I've done it. You'll be in a place where you just feel so stuck. And even if you might be good at like convincing yourself, oh, I'm liking it, it's okay, I can guarantee you know that there's a part of you inside of you that doesn't feel right. I'm nearly getting emotional saying this, because it's just so deep in my heart. Like we all know, like when you have certain conversations. Like I was in a masterclass call yesterday, and when the conversations that are happening, like I get, there's moments where I get like a tingle through my body and I'm like, oh, I knew that. Like it's in there, guys, it's in there. And now that's our soul just like, I'm here, that's it. You know, it does get to be easy. It doesn't have to be this terrible, hard thing. Life doesn't have to be such a burden. But geez, we're addicted to the idea of who we think we are, because guess what? We were, you know, we went through that process of domestication, you know, the domestication process where we were more concerned with fitting in, doing what we're told, not standing out too much, having people understand us, having people, you know, we're more like, well, how do I make them feel? Because we get validation from that. Not because we actually want them to feel good, guys, by the way. I'm going to do a post on selfishness, actually. So stay tuned on my Instagram for that, because people think they're trying to, you know, make other people feel good for them. But I'm telling you right here, the only reason you want to make other people feel good is because that's how you were conditioned to get validation. So you're still doing it for you. So when you're focusing on, oh, I need to do this for this person, that's actually very selfish. Yep. That's actually very selfish, because you're going to need them to feel a certain way in order for you to be validated. See? And then if they don't feel a certain way, you're not going to feel validated. And that's when resentment builds. And you're doing that because you're actually more concerned with them being a certain way and controlling your environment to get that external validation than you are going, wait a second, maybe it doesn't have to be like this. Maybe everything I need is inside of me. Maybe it's here. Maybe I have it all. We have to be willing to let go of who we think we are. We have to be willing to see that our common sense might not actually be true. Just because lots of people believe certain things doesn't mean that it has to be how you see it. And that's a choice. Well, this conversation, I love how it started with, is it your environment or is it you? And it just went in a million different directions, but I really feel like that was some thick shit we just listened to. I'm just going to listen to this podcast episode. No, but seriously. So the real ending point to wrap it all up here is whether it's your environment that's holding you back or whether it's you that's holding you back and your environment is actually evolving and you're not evolving with it, the same question remains. The same statement is true. You are still the one making the decision. It still comes back to you either way. You know, why are you not allowing your environment to evolve with you? Why are you not allowing space to naturally happen? If things fall apart, why are you holding on? Where do you think you're not worthy? Where are you do you still need to ground deeper into that love within yourself and actually give yourself the love that you deserve? Because if you, here's a really cool statement, actually, when it comes to relationships, you will not let someone treat you worse than you treat yourself. So if somebody comes into your life and they treat you a little worse than what you treat yourself, you won't tolerate it. However, if somebody comes in and treats you just as bad as you treat yourself, not good, but just the same level that you treat yourself, you're going to be addicted to that, because that's your comfort zone. That's what where you get your identity. That's what feeds you. So when you start to like ground deeper into self-love and actually do the fucking work, and what I mean by that is let go of who you think you are and allow who you really are to come through, guess what? Not everyone's going to be able to keep up with you. People are going to think you're crazy. And people, you know, learning to love yourself, it sounds easy, but Jesus Christ, we are gripping on to who we think we are, guys. So a lot of the time when you start treating yourself better and other people don't, like, they can't love you the same way you love yourself. This is the thing. When you ground deeper and deeper into love for yourself, that measurement is to the same that you can love others. And why now are you still holding on to relationships where people just don't have the capacity to give you what you can give them? And you have to stop making it about the other person and calling them names or selfish or they're not good enough or this. And you have to realize it's about you. Why are you holding on to that? It's not to do with them. Why are you not allowing yourself the love that you say or that you think you're grounded in, see? So like, if you're holding on to shit, it actually probably can tell you many things. And, you know, there's many layers to this, but it could very well be telling you that you're not as ahead, you're not as, you don't love yourself as much as you think. And that's actually true, because if you really fucking did, if you really did, this would not be an issue, would it? You wouldn't be holding on to things. You would love yourself so much that you would just be following that satisfaction, that peace within yourself. And that's when you are your best human, guys. Because when you fucking need things from other people, you will be passing on the fucking same things, like the same trauma, the same stuff, and you will be the carrier of that shit, and you'll be passing that on, and you'll actually be doing the very thing that you say you hate. We have to admit that with ourselves. When I realized how much of a fucking hypocrite I was, that was the best day of my life. When I realized, wow, Tegan, you say you hate this, but you do it. You have to admit that to yourself. So you have to recognize that if you're holding a certain relationship that you don't feel resonates with you anymore, why the fuck are you doing that? Look inside, see where you are, you know, you don't think you're worthy. Where are you shaming yourself? Where are you guilting yourself? Or where are you projecting that and guilting and shaming the other person? Where are you trying to change them? Where are you trying to make them be where you're at? Let them be where they're at. That's their fucking life. They have that free will. As I said, you are not more powerful than them. In their universe, they are the ruler of it. And the same is true for you. Focus on your universe, because that is the thing you have the power of. You don't have control over other people. And the best thing you can do for anyone around you, anyone, is follow your heart, is follow your truth, is come home to who you really are. That is the best thing you can do for the whole fucking cosmos, because you are the whole cosmos. You are everything. So when you allow yourself to come home to love, to genuine unconditional love, you are not just doing that for you, because you don't even exist. It's everything. No, okay, I'm not going to go too deep into that conversation today. But seriously, guys, it's such a powerful conversation to be having. And yeah, as I said on the other end, if your environment's outgrowing you, where are you resenting the people around you? And where are you resenting yourself? Because guess what? What you judge in others, what you resent in others, what frustrates you in others, it's the same thing for you. If it's things that you do within yourself, you frustrate yourself there, you resent yourself there, you judge yourself there. So where are you, again, gripping onto this concept of self that is choosing self-loathing, hate, and judgment over love, compassion, and understanding? Where are you doing that? Where are you fucking doing it? You're the one doing it. And then from there, when you realize, holy shit, the power was always in my hands. I get to create who I am. I get to create this. This isn't set in stone. I have a personality. Yes. You know, good old human design. We have our own personalities, and we have a core personality. And that core personality is who we really are. We have a personality, but we aren't the personality. The personality is like a filter. It's a way for us to connect and express with ourselves through others. It's not who we are. But we do have a core personality. Can you allow your fucking personality to express itself without judging it? Can you realize that you aren't these things that you think you are? You're so much more than what you think you are. Oh my God, so much more. This conversation is giving me goosebumps and tears at the same time. So yeah, I'm going to wrap it up now. I hope you enjoyed this roller coaster ride. What a powerful chat. What a powerful conversation. And as you already heard, I have a masterclass coming out, right place, wait, right time, wrong place. That's what it's called. That conversation, that portal, that transmission is going to be going down in a couple of weeks. So make sure you check out my Instagram. All the information will be there for that. Otherwise, I'm going to leave you to it. I'm going to leave you to your day, your night, wherever you are. And I hope you enjoyed. Okay. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram, check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform, see what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.